Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the opposition's plan to reduce net overseas migration to 160,000, which is 100,000 less than Labor's policy, would negatively impact the country's skilled labour force and also cost the economy in terms of lost activity. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has promised that if elected in 2025, a coalition government would introduce a two-year ban on foreigners buying existing homes, cut the number of international students, and reduce overseas net migration to 160,000. Nationals leader David Littleproud told Sky News the coalition proposal to cut migration numbers would not hurt regional Australia.
What are the nation's priorities in our economy to make sure we get that balance right, but understanding that there is also a housing shortage in regional Australia, and we also need some time to allow that to catch up, but it's not as acute as what is in capital cities. So
Indeed. This
is about making the tough decisions, that prioritise where the economy needs the support to continue to grow, and particularly in the regions.